Podcast, episode number 328. I'm your host, Chief EZ, here in Tokyo, Japan. And of course, we are joined always by a man who thinks that everything should come with a headset, Wombat.
I'm going to sit over here so I don't bother Cheapy.
What are you talking about?
I'm sitting way back now.
No. I said shout. When you're speaking, obviously you should be on the microphone. When you're not speaking, back off the microphone. It's not that complicated. You were a professional broadcaster almost. A recording engineer.
I was a recording engineer.
So how come you don't know these things? How come I'm telling you what to do in the production of this show? You should be producing the show, quite frankly.
I should be.
Shipwreck, am I right or am I right?
I think he just thinks he's talking to a Kinect at all times. So he's got to be loud.
I am. And it's only going to pick up me because that's how the Kinect works.
I have. What percentage confidence do you have in the Kinect's in-game chat working?
Okay, is 100% mean working and 1% means not working?
100% means that it's working at least as well as the shitty $2 headset that they give you normally.
I'm going to go with a -3. Is that an acceptable answer?
-3%. No chance. Less than a chance.
I'll go 60%. 60% chance.
Shipwreck?
I'm going 45%.
Oh, you guys are generous. You guys are very generous. It's 20% is where we're really looking. That would be pretty impressive if they could get that working. You have to admit.
Oh, if they can get it working, it would be very impressive.
That's why I'm going 20%. Because, I mean, none of that. Don't you think they would have shown that off somewhere at E3?
Well, it can't work. There's no, like.
I know.
There's no way that it can work.
So why'd you give such a high percentage?
Well, I'm thinking maybe 45% of the time you're in your house alone. And
oh, okay. I see.
Maybe playing a single player game.
I'm never in my house alone.
Right. Yeah. I understand. You were looking at more of a percentage of when it could actually work. I was looking at the percentage of chance that it would ever work as intended. Anyway, so welcome to the show, everybody. A lot of, there's a lot of... It's like bullshit controversy to talk about. I don't even know how else to describe it. The only thing that it makes me think of is that we know, like, they started announcing these consoles way too early now with all the social media and websites fighting for page views. It's just every single little tidbit of news that comes out, no matter how insignificant or, you know, how crucial, it gets the same treatment. And it's just completely over the top. Yeah, headsets. But you were very big on headsets on Twitter, Wombat.
Are we just going right into that?
I don't know.
I mean, I can. I'm just saying. I'm just surprised.
No, we don't have to. We can talk about... All right, I'm going to tell you about an incident I had in my yoga class.
I was going to say, because I know you wanted to talk about something. So I was like, oh, if we do this now, we're not going to hear about yoga.
Well, I don't talk to a lot of people. So this is how I get my therapy. Well, yoga is how I get my therapy. And then when I have a problem with yoga.
Tell me all about the yoga.
Right. So I go to my yoga class is only once a week. Because during the summertime, Tokyo American Club basically, like, I guess all the fancy gaijin go to other countries during the summer here because it's just so disgusting here. As soon as they can get the fuck out, they get the fuck out. So no more Tuesday yoga. So Saturday yoga is still going on, but like, you know, only a couple people show up. This woman shows up. I'd never seen her there before. She brings her very young child, like three-year-old child. Now, I don't know if you know much about yoga, Wombat, Shipwreck. I'm guessing that you don't. But one of the points of yoga is you sort of need to concentrate to do certain things. That's why you're there, basically. It's to concentrate on, don't laugh, Wombat, but breathing and, you know, doing these silly stretches and things.
I think we've
so
all
the woman
played
brings her three
Wii yoga, right?
I was super disappointed that there was no Wii Kinect game, Yoga Kinect game at E3 this year. That was one of my biggest disappointments. But so anyway, this woman walks in with her three-year-old, and the kid is dressed up in what could be considered yoga clothes. So I'm thinking, oh, maybe this kid is like,
A yoga prodigy?
Yoga prodigy. Maybe he's like, yeah, I don't know. So I'm like, all right, whatever, you know. So the class starts, and of course the kid, you know, he's sort of a distracting, but it's not that big of a deal. But as the class goes on, it's an hour and a half. The kid's running around the class. He's building castles out of the yoga blocks, you know, like the stretch on. Shit's falling over. He's running into the storage closet, knocking over things. And, you know, it's like completely ridiculous. Right? So are you with me so far, Wombat?
I am. It's if I'm in the yoga room.
You're in the yoga class. And there's about, just to put you at the scene.
You've never been in a yoga room.
Well, I have to.
I have been in a yoga room before.
What were you doing in there? Building castles, knocking stuff over?
I sold a copier to a yoga place once.
He thought it was a yogurt room. And then he was like,
yogurt room? Where's the chocolate chips?
Okay. And this is a theater of the mind for Wombat. Well, not because he sold the copier. So there's like four, there's only like three other adults taking the class in this studio. Anyway, so the whole class, of course, it's completely distracting to me and it's making me insane. But I don't say anything because I don't know why. And then so I'm thinking about it the whole class. Like, what am I going to do about this fucking woman and her kid ruining my yoga class? Ruining everybody's yoga class. I mean, you can't do a yoga class with a fucking kid running around. So I decide I'm just going to wait till the end of the class and wait till everybody leaves and tell the sensei, like, look, this is ridiculous. Can't have a fucking kid. So I wait. And of course, everybody leaves except the mom and her kid, who now, of course, have to clean up the yoga blocks, which are all over the studio. And I could see that this was going to be like a 10-minute project. So I just decided that just to walk out of the room and not say anything. And as I'm walking out of the room, the sensei, yoga sensei, says, you know, oh, how is everything, David? How's your, you know, how'd it go? And I was so close, Wombat. I was like a foot from the door to freedom. And I turned around. I was like, oh, it would have been great except for this woman who brought her kid running around. And I just went, it just all came out, like just exploded.
Sounds like you had a Wombat right there, moment.
Like with her kid. I don't know that the woman was Japanese. I don't know how good her English was. But yeah, I just did that.
That sounds like something I would say.
What did the instructor say?
I expect you to just kind of suck it up and leave.
Right, I was so close, dude. I was literally a foot out the door from the door. And the yoga woman was like, she was smiling and she was shaking her head like she understood. And I felt bad for her. Because I didn't want to do that. Like, I didn't, it was, you know, maybe it was her fault for not getting the kid out of there right away. I mean, it's the mom's fault for sure. And it's my fault.
It is the mom. I mean, it's the mom's fault.
I know, she shouldn't
take a three-year-old to yoga.
She just left him at her apartment. Just kind of yoga.
The daycare. There's a daycare in the fucking building that I bring Ty to every week. And he loves it. And I was like, and I said that, and it went during my explosion. I'm like, hey, I'm sure my kid would love to come to yoga too and run around and build castles, but no, I put him in the daycare downstairs.
So there's a place you could leave your child when you go to yoga?
It's a full daycare. You don't even need to reserve it. You just show up and it's
You just
right
show
there.
Up and say, here, take him?
Yes, yes. And it's not even
See, that makes it a little... See, you should lead off with that information.
Well, the whole thing is ridiculous. That doesn't make
sense. That is ridiculous. It's super ridiculous. It's right, one thing if she's like, couldn't get someone to watch the kid but really needed to do yoga for some reason that I don't understand.
Yeah, it's the whole thing's ridiculous.
The whole thing is ridiculous.
Yeah, so I almost made it without exploding on everybody, but I did explode. And then I went back. I went back later in the day to like their recreation desk area because I wanted to sign Ty up for piano lessons. And then I explained it to the people who are working there, and they were very sympathetic. There was a lot of bowing and apologizing. I was like, somebody better call that woman. Make sure she doesn't show up on Saturday. It's going to be very uncomfortable. So fuck all this headset nonsense. These are the problems in the real world.
Yes, that is totally a problem that everyone can relate to. A child in their yoga class.
Horrible, right?
I don't know.
Top five
honestly
problems.
I don't know how you made it through, and I really feel for you. You know, we can start like a charity.
Kickstarter or something, Indiegogo.
A Kickstarter, yes.
Yeah, to get this woman to pay for daycare for her kid.
Exactly.
Yeah. $12 an hour, whatever it is. All right. How about some show feedback? Anything going on in your life, Shipwreck? Any news on the child front?
No. It's still
there. No. Still, did you fall asleep during my yoga story?
I.
What would you have done, Shipwreck? Would you have been able to like just walk out the door and not say anything?
Yeah, I don't confront people.
No, I don't either. But I was it was an hour and a half of me thinking about it while breathing heavily and stretching.
I probably would have just left, like during it.
Yeah, that was my plan. You know, my plan sort of unraveled, and you know, the sensei ruined my plan by asking me a question on the way out.
Is it a sensei only because you're in Japan?
I just call it say sensei because I don't want to say her name, and I don't know what you call like a yoga mat person.
Instructor? I think it's just a yoga instructor.
Dalai Lama, is that it?
Dalai Lama, yes. Excuse me, Lama?
Miss Lama. Lama-san?
Lama? Lama, lots of drama.
Yes, lots of drama in the yoga. So let's do some show feedback, and then we'll talk about all this other shit, and I'll explain why everybody's fucked up.
Sure. So, Jackalophosaurus.
This kid really pissed me off.
I had a bad phone call right before we did this show.
Oh, so it was that phone call too? Okay.
I'm all in a bad mood.
Yeah.
It wasn't a bad, it's not bad. It's not nothing. Don't worry about it. It's about as bad as the yoga problem. So let's keep that in mind.
Jackalophosaurus says, who gives a shit about what Cheapy, Shipwreck, or Wombat spend their money on? Since when have these three people been the voice of consumer rights? Let them buy Xbox Ones. Let them love Microsoft's policies and games. Who the blank cares? I'm sad for those who allow this shit to upset them this much.
Ah, okay. Well, there's a good point in there somewhere.
Somewhere?
Somewhere. The last line was good. I agree. I'm sad. But he seemed to be sort of angry, though, because he's cursing a lot. You know? So I think he's allowing it to upset himself.
I agree.
Thank you.
I love
my
all
wife
the
just came back from a party.
And all the consumer products.
Right. As much as you can love a consumer product, Shipwreck loves that consumer product.
Yes.
Unless it sucks, then he doesn't buy it or doesn't love it. Right? Am I correct?
I might still buy it if it sucks. I mean, I've been looking for one of those Ouyas, kind of just checking around.
I found
Targets.
One in a store.
Yeah, I haven't seen one yet in a Target. So
you would buy it because there's money in the gaming budget.
Yeah, there is money in the gaming budget.
Account. Gaming account.
I don't even understand. Like, the Ouya came out this week. So, I haven't really read up on it too much, but this is my impression of what the Ouya is. Like, just from my impression from my Twitter and just like passing knowledge. So, it's an Android-based console that there are free games on, and there are games that you can steal. And then the controller is terrible. That's what I get.
That you can
Twitter.
Steal like the old NES game,
right? Yeah, you can steal all the emulation stuff.
You can emulate stuff,
but they don't have the ROMs on there. You have to provide the.
You
ROMs.
You have to find the ROMs on the wild internet.
I know you. It might take you like 5 minutes
to find like every.
I apologize for all the background noise that's going on in my house right now.
Shut up. Tell him to shut up. This is like yoga all over again.
I know. There's a
shit. I can't get an hour and a half of quiet.
Yeah, so I'll probably buy an Ouya.
Oh, I'm sure you will. When I saw one, I was tempted.
You don't want to play those games.
I have no interest in playing those games, but I saw one and it was $99.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
cheap.
Yeah.
It is cheap. Does it come with two controllers or one?
No, just one.
But you can use your 360 controller with it.
We played it at the Pactor party, Wombat, right?
We did. That's why I was like, I know what it's all about.
We played Ice Rage, which I also have on iPad. And that's the hockey game. That's the hat trick clone. It plays much better with a controller. There's no question about it. It's infinitely better on a controller. Yeah. Even that controller, it was still better.
Yes.
We'll see.
Yeah, so stay tuned to when I see one on a shelf.
Yeah, and really anyone who's buying it now.
You got to check your Best Buys, not your Targets.
Well, it's not something I want to go out of my way for.
Oh, and you don't have a Best Buy that's not out of the way?
Well, the Targets are more in my way. Like, they're literally right by where I work and right by where I live, whereas the Best Buy is past where I live. So
it must be really. The package has to have the controller in it, so it can't be that tiny. Because
the package is like this. It's like a shoebox size.
All right, Shipwreck's gonna buy it when it's in the checkout aisle next to the gum.
Pretty much.
At Best Buy has those, right? Don't they do that?
Yep.
It's a good thing.
They sure does.
Impulse purchase a gaming console?
Impulse buy a gaming console, a Blu-ray of End of Watch, and some Mike and Ikes.
So why aren't we the voice of consumer rights? What are we looking for?
I don't know. I guess we're just I'm not Ralph Nader. Or what was it? Fight Back with David Horowitz. Remember that show?
I did. That was a good show. It was a great show.
That show was awesome.
That was must-see TV right there.
No, that was. And it was on NBC.
Yeah. I don't know why what they were expecting. I think they were expecting us to get mad about it. I think a lot of, if you're not mad about the Xbox One, then somehow you're not for gamers' rights. You're against gaming because Microsoft is evil and all that stuff. You know, I wrote an article about it. You can see it on the front page.
I think gamers, like, they don't quite understand what their really rights are with the games in the first place. Like, you don't really own the games anyways, even on the discs. You just kind of have the license to use them.
Right. It's just not tied.
Right. It's just that you can get around that because it's physical. So it's not, they're not really changing the rights. They're just taking out the loophole that you have to sell you, like, the physical copy of it.
Right.
And they're not even doing that anymore. So, I don't know. It's going to happen eventually, guys. I don't know what to tell you about that. It's going to happen because that's the way every other kind of media has gone.
If you watch the latest Final Bossman video on game trailers, I thought that he did a really good job of explaining this whole thing. And he did it in a way that he's not angry and he's not annoyed. He's actually smiling, even though he's uncertain of, you know, what may happen in the future. He does it in a way that's totally reasonable, and yet it was entertaining. So I want to give props to Kyle Bossman for that video. It was pretty cool. What else we got here?
Frisky Tanuki says the Xbox One is still too expensive to me, Shipwreck. I don't care what the public will pay. For me, it's too expensive for a system with major features that I don't care about, Kinect, or cannot use, the TV features. If the Xbox 360 is an indication, its media playback features will be lackluster at best. Paying $150 for the original Kinect and paying $500 for a Kinect-based console are very different things. Do you think the mandatory Kinect is a good idea or a bad idea?
Who? Yeah, I'd say
I'm asking both of you.
I think it's a good idea just because it allows the potential for maybe a couple good games could squeak through if it's included in every box. If you don't include it in every box, then just forget about it. Like, it might as well not even exist. And for some people, they say, okay, I'm fine with it not even it existing. I'm willing to give them a chance to prove why it should exist. I think for me, the original Kinect, they never proved it, and that's why it never made it out of my closet. Except
for me,
for
they
a Child
did
of Eden.
Prove it, though, like in very small instances. Like, it's still crazy to me that NBA Baller Beats was a product that came out, a video game that controls with a basketball that's fun to play. And, like, the dancing games, they got rid of the mats. You don't have to have the mats anymore.
Right. There were a couple good games out there, right? A couple, though. A
Kinect
handful.
Party is
five.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, it's not, but it was also an add-on at the very, like, tail end of
it. Yeah, no, I'm not saying that it wasn't successful for Microsoft. It was super successful. I just, for me, it was not successful to get me to use it because I never thought it worked that well.
Yeah.
But definitely,
I think you're right, though, that if they want the Kinect 2 to have a chance, they need to go all in and make sure everyone has one. And it may not be the most popular decision, but in the long run, I mean, it is a gamble. In the long run, it could be the better decision.
It could be. And it's obviously not going to be $500 forever. Let's not forget PlayStation 3 at $600. I had this guy on Twitter just, like, constantly harassing. I mean, I don't even know why, because I wasn't even talking about it. the guys constantly harass me about the Xbox costing $100 more than the PlayStation. They'll never recover from that. It's just ridiculous that it costs $100 more. And it's just like, I don't even know why he was mentioning it. And I wrote him back. I'm like, oh, we forgot about $600 PS3 already. And he never responded to me again. It's silly. So I think it's a good thing if this new and improved Kinect is really new and improved. If it turns out to be the same old Kinect, then I think it's going to wind up being a mistake for them.
Sure.
But I understand if you say it's too expensive for you now. There's no reason why you need to be the early adopter on a console. You never benefit by being an early adopter on a console, except for the fun of owning it. I mean, it only gets better. It's only messed up at launch.
Well, I don't really see the point of buying two new consoles at approximately the same time.
Well, if you like to compare them and you have a gaming account.
Don't take away my consumer rights, Wombat. That's what I want to do.
Right.
Yeah, I'm only playing one game at a time. I don't need to buy two new consoles at once.
Let's not talk about what people should be buying or shouldn't be
buying. I'm not saying what people should be buying.
I'm just saying,
there's nothing wrong with only buying one console when they both launch at the same time. Buying another one 6 months later, a year later. And I'm not telling anyone which order to
I know. But Frisky's right. For a lot of people, that $400 was the ceiling that they were willing to spend. And Sony came in there. That's their strategy. Let me tell you something. Sony didn't price it at $400 because they love you. Right? And they love you more than Microsoft loves you. They priced it because they thought it would give them a great competitive advantage and they would sell more boxes and put the herd on Microsoft.
Totes.
I mean, if you think of it any other way, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, Hunter...
What else we got?
Hunter NY77 has to say, out of the three, Wombat comes across as the most compassionate, empathetic, humble, down-to-earth, and least conceited. He's the type of person I would have as a friend. No, Hunter NY77, he's the type of person you already have as a friend.
That's adorable, Wombat.
I know.
You really are compassionate.
A little bit.
I am more humble than Wombat.
I don't know about humble, but I am compassionate.
I'm humble in real life. On this show, I'm not humble.
Yeah, well, that's the fun of doing a show, isn't it?
Exactly. I bow to the guy at 7-Eleven. Let me just put it that way. Okay? And I'm not even joking. What do we got here? What else we got here? Oh, I started talking about this earlier, but we were talking about the headset stuff and now how every little piece of news that comes out is a whole... How many comments were on that headset article on IGN, Wombat? It was like...
It was like 6,000, I want to say.
Yeah, it was like 6,000. It was over 6,000. It just makes... This whole thing makes me think that earlier conference, the first conference that they did in March... That was March, right? When they came on and did all the TV shit. TV, 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 TV.
Was it that early?
What a waste of time that was. They should have just...
No, it wasn't that
early.
It was
in May, wasn't it?
It was May.
It was May.
Oh, May. Excuse me. Not March. May. That's what I meant.
May Madness.
Just like a total waste of time, right? I mean, just all that did was get people wondering about the DRM even more, right? So now all the focus is on the DRM. And then E3 comes around and they do the games thing, all games, and their conference is really good, but it's sort of too late. If they just did the games thing first.
Was their conference really good?
Yeah, I thought it was great. Didn't you, Ship?
Great.
I didn't think it was so great.
It was, I mean, if you look at how, I mean, Shipwreck and
I'm not saying I'm not saying it was bad. I'm just, what, you know.
None of them are great.
I think that one, Wombat. Tell me your favorite conference.
The one where the PlayStation 3 one that we went to and there was a fight. That was
Hip Hop Gamer.
One. That was the best one we went to.
When Hip Hop Gamer told the guy who was gonna beat his ass in the parking lot.
What was the best one of the stuff that was on stage?
Oh, I don't know. I don't pay attention.
Right, exactly. It's so hard to pay attention because they're so long and there's just people talking incessantly about emotion and how this generation is going to make finally we can have emotion in the games now because of the new RAM.
The new power. Yes, the new RAM gives us the ability to have better storytelling.
Yeah, if you look at the Microsoft press conference at E3, it was rapid fire. Like, nobody was talked on stage for more than 2 minutes at a time. It was just game and back-to-back games. Sometimes they didn't even have a guy come out on stage to introduce the next game. It was just more and more games, and it was over. It started on time, and it was over in an hour and a half, or a little less.
So it would have been better to have done that in May and done what at E3? Shown the stuff that was boring?
No, I mean, now, then what do you do at E3? I don't know. We show more games.
And then you go through and explain the DRM thing?
See, here's the thing. Here's the trap that people fall into with these press conferences. They make them long. They think they need to show everything. You don't. It's okay. It's just a show, right? And it's okay to leave people wanting more. Even if it's an hour, a tight hour, that's much better than a drawn out hour and a half. And Microsoft really did a great job until Sony came out and dropped the price bomb and the used games bomb.
Right, it didn't matter.
And then nobody remembered
that. And that little clip of how to share games with your friends.
Yeah, it was over as soon as they dropped the price.
That clip was not part of the press conference.
Right. Oh, I thought it was at the press conference.
No. There was a slide. There was a slide that they made 5 minutes before the conference.
That little snarky like video type thing that came out after the press conference.
Same day.
Oh, okay. Yeah, same day.
I missed that press conference. I was on an airplane.
Yeah, trust me when I say, as a guy who's been to 9 years of E3s, that Microsoft one was a good press conference. I'm not saying it's the best ever, but it was very good.
It was. You know what the problem is? I don't think it was particularly memorable.
Well, but I'm just saying at least it was tight.
You know which ones are the memorable ones? Enough. It's the ones that have all the screw ups. It's the Ravi drums and Ridge Racer and Enemy Crabs.
Big Enemy Crabs.
You don't want it to be memorable.
I guess not. I don't know. I guess I'm wrong.
So I don't know what you do at E3 then. You show more games and make it shorter. I still think, I don't know what you do with the DRM question. I mean, obviously they didn't have any of that shit planned and it was a complete disaster.
Maybe instead of a
Doritos ad on our chair, it could have just been like a flyer that explained everything.
That would have been good. Sure.
Did they really show how Family Share was supposed to
work? Never, 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 never. They never showed anything.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem. They didn't show how anything works.
Or you can, if you do it in a way, if you do it right, and this is going to be hard to do it right, but there's so much time before this thing comes out, right? We're still 5 months away, you know, and this is, you know, like we said, back in March. So, I mean, how long can you go without laying out how the DRM system works is the question. Can you go to Tokyo Game Show? Can you go to September?
Well, I mean, it's already dead, isn't it?
What's that?
Isn't it dead already?
What's dead? It is. I'm just playing.
Oh, like in a world where the reverse didn't happen.
Yeah, in the world where they never had that first press conference in March.
May.
And they didn't fuck up the whole DRM message. Where they just said, instead of giving like retarded answers. I didn't mean to use that word, retarded. I'm going to get a lot of emails now. Pardon me. Instead of having a terrible marketing message.
That was very Polish of you.
That's much better.
Isn't it?
They said, look, just trust us. We're going to make a console that you're going to want to buy, that you're going to want to give us your money. We're going to reveal how all this system works, but we want to make sure we do it properly. Give us a little more time. And then just say when we're going to say it. Say Tokyo Game Show, which is still several months before the console comes out. Okay? You don't need, nobody's pre-ordering systems and handing over $500 right now. That you pay when the thing launches, okay? So they say, just trust us. We know we're working for you. We want to make sure that this is a product that you want to buy, and we'll reveal everything in September.
I think they were getting too much pressure. Questions from publishers and stuff too.
Right. Well, maybe they could. The problem is then it's inevitably going to leak once the publishers know everything.
Yeah.
It's inevitably going
to. I don't know. It happened. Everything's happy now, though.
Yes.
Everything is
We could talk about what ifs, you know, for the next hour.
Right.
But
we all know they did a horrible job with it, but it just doesn't make me angry just because they did a horrible job. I don't know that the new DRM system would have been horrible or not.
What if during the press conference everybody had a 3-year-old on the stage with them? Would that have made you angry?
That would have, no, if only it was sitting next to me, it would have made me angry.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know. Just none of this makes me angry. If I thought it was bad, I wouldn't buy it. And the fact that there's, you know, we're in a free market and there, we have choices with gaming. You know, Sony, there's the Nintendo, there's iPhone, there's a million things. Things will happen. What's that?
Ouya,
right. Things will happen in a free market to make sure you get what you want. Eventually, like Shipwreck said earlier, we may not have a choice. But for now, just like the Kyle Bossman said, for now, I guess it's good that we can keep this going as long as we can. It's definitely good for cheap-ass gamer, I think. I mean, I would say definitely, but I assume it's good for cheap-ass gamer. I'm not, you know, who knows? Yeah. So, happy time now, everybody. We have at least a few more years of
just sign Wombat's petition to get that headset into the Xbox One package.
Oh, we will discuss that at length. Just you wait.
Oh, we still haven't discussed
about it right now.
No. We have to. I thought we'd do new releases first.
All right.
Okay.
Well, the Ouya came out. That has some games on it, apparently.
Yep.
And then I reviewed Deadpool, the Marvel game from High Moon Studios, the Transformers guys.
And how is it?
The game is, I would say, about average, maybe slightly above average, as a action hack and slash, like, think like Devil May Cry type of combat.
Sounds right.
Yeah. But it plays like a superhero, like that level of quality, I would say. Like, you know when you play a superhero that's game, not, what you're getting.
Yeah.
Other than Batman.
Is it funny?
It's not a Batman. It is. It's very funny, I think. Like, you have to have a very sophomoric sense of humor and be interested in dick jokes, which I think you both are, right?
I am.
That's why I thought that was one of your interests.
I'm not familiar with Deadpool.
I think
very
you're going
to
love
though.
Deadpool, Cheapy. Especially okay. this
You would like
of it.
Deadpool. Yeah. He's
Who does
like
the
a,
voice? No, it's Nolan North, right?
Yeah, it's Nolan
yeah,
North.
It's Nolan North.
John DiMaggio's in there as well. So it's got good voice acting. I think they spent all the money in the right spot. Like, cause with these games, they have a very limited budget, and with something with Deadpool, right. it's not like Activision, like, is going to throw a lot of money at it. Cause it's kind of unproven.
Right. The game is only going to be so good, right?
Right.
So they might as well spend the money on the voice acting.
Spend the money on the voice acting, spend it on the comic book writer that they hired, spend it on the cutscenes, like, just the goofy stuff, and make the game good enough. And that's what they did.
Cool. I want to get it on PC.
You should have a code coming, I believe.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not in any rush because I got something else to play in the meantime. But yeah, I do want to play it.
We're not talking about that today.
We're not allowed to talk about that until July 3rd.
Yes.
Boom. But it's got some big ass chains in it.
Trains?
Chains.
Game and That's Wario hilarious. Came out. I've been playing a little bit of that.
Oh, is it any good?
It's mini games. They made another mini game thing.
40 big ones, huh?
Yeah, it's $40. It's fun enough. Like, there's a little bit too much of the wacky cutscenes. Like, I like the wacky cutscenes, but it's like you watch 30 seconds of wacky cutscene and then you play a game for, it seems like, a minute, and then it's back like to a loading screen. You watch another 30 seconds of cutscene. It just like the ratio to watching to actually playing a mini game seems a little off. But it
you need to get some the wackiness
the,
in.
Some of the stuff, like, I like there's one game in it where basically you're holding the gamepad up as a camera. And there's all these little like me characters walking around, and like it'll tell you like, okay, we're looking for these 10 criminals, and you have to like search around the screen and find them and take pictures of them while they're looking at the camera. And it's not that complicated, but it's enjoyable. But
gotcha.
Not going to sell
expensive.
Many Wii U's with it, I don't think.
Right, and it sounds expensive. What else?
The last Borderlands 2 DLC came out, Tiny Tina's Assault on Dragon Keep, which I haven't had a chance to try yet, but We have a code to give away for that, though.
Ooh.
For the Xbox 360 version of it. So make up a contest, Wombat. Now.
Post a third show thread post.
What? Yeah.
What?
What was that?
Huh? Post in the show.
I don't think anybody's going to be able to win with those instructions.
In the thing, with the show, in the thread, in the posting.
If you figure out what Wombat said, you win.
With the posting, in the show, in the thread, in the thing, in the stuff, right. And that's what you do.
Post a constructive comment in the show thread and say that you want the prize.
Yes.
I also got in Hotline Miami for PS3 and Vita. It's a cross-buy for $10.
Oh, cool. I played a lot of the game on PC.
I played a little bit of it on PC. I want to really play it on Vita. That seems like it'll be a pretty good fit for the Vita. You have one of those, right? You have a Vita.
I do, but I wouldn't.
You don't know where it is.
Xbox controller just fine on my PC.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's a good game. It's really fun. Have you played it much of it?
Not much of it. I tried it, but
it's cool, right?
Yeah, it's good.
It's very intense, that game. You have to be very deliberate with your actions. It's like any hesitation and you're done. It's pretty cool. What else?
For the 3DS, Project Cross Zone came out, which is it's one of those, I think it's a tactics game, but it's one of those mashups between Sega and Capcom and Namco. So it has a whole bunch of like characters from all three studios in it. So I've heard good things about it. Like, it's getting good reviews. I'll probably pick it up at some point just because it's got a lot of video game characters in it. That's all I know about it, is that I see a picture and there's a lot of video game characters in there. There's Morrigan from Darkstalkers, and I think Mega Man's in there, maybe. Ooh La La is in there.
Ooh La La.
Yeah. Seems like they went with a lot of the female characters because this is appealing to male nerds. So.
I see there's a lot of PC games out this week, too.
A big week for some reason. I don't know why.
I've been playing that Spartacus game that came out this week.
What? There's a Spartacus game?
Yeah, Spartacus Legends. Free to play.
This is it's on Xbox Live and PlayStation Network?
Yes. Uh-huh. And it's freemium.
Is this tied into the TV show at all?
It is tied into the TV.
No way!
It is made by, like, Starz has something to do with it.
Is it horrible?
It is pretty awful. Like, it's just an ugly game. It looks like a PlayStation 2 game. I mean, I recommend checking it out because it is free. But of course, if you want any like decent weapons or armor, you have to like spend money to get it.
Or like a better loincloth.
Yeah, exactly. But
have you seen the TV show at all?
Huh? No.
The TV show is really good.
And they give you a random character, and if you don't like that character, you have to like spend your silver to change it out. If you get a perk, if you want a new perk, you have to spend your silver to change it out. Like, you know, it plays, you know, so it feels almost like an iPhone game on a console.
Perfect. Great.
Yes. And it, like I said, there's something about the way it looks where it looks like, it almost looks blurry. Like it was an iPhone game that they blew up to put on your screen.
Right. And they put a filter over it.
Yeah. So,
Watch the TV show, though. If you like breasts and violence, I highly recommend Spartacus.
But, you know, is it the worst game I've ever played? No. Do I recommend it? Not for any real money.
Not if you value your time.
Do you get pretty much. Money.
I want to say I may have gotten an achievement. There must be. There must be at least 200, right?
I don't know. I don't know the rules for the free-to-play realm on Xbox
Live. I don't
Live.
Either. I feel like I got one achievement, but I could just be making that up. So, there you go. That's what I got about that.
Okay, anything else?
That remake of Muramasa came out for the Vita as well, which is, I guess, Muramasa Rebirth, which was the VanillaWare made that, right? I think I have that right. It at least looks like a VanillaWare game. The 2D side-scrolling platforming slashing game. It's good. I think I played that it was one of the better Wii games.
Yeah, you played that on the Wii. I remember when you got it.
Is that it? I think that's
it. Enough. I mean, Company of Heroes 2 came out for PC, but we don't know anything about that.
I don't, and I'm busy.
Yeah.
Can't get into that. That's a lot of work, Company of Heroes. You got to study a lot to play that game.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do a quick ad from our friends at GoDaddy. If you're looking to register a domain name or to get some web hosting, we've got a couple coupon codes for you. If with coupon code CAG249, you get $2.49 domain registrations for the first year and then $9.99 every year after. That expires July 1st. And it's CAG249, the coupon code on that. And for 35% off your order, your first order, use code 35OFF8. And you get 35% off your first order at GoDaddy.com. Thank you. Next, Wombat. What is next?
Are we giving away this other thing too?
Yeah, that other thing I've been playing. That came out this week as well.
Oh. So how is it?
Well, it is named
everyone what it is.
Fist Puncher. It's
that's a funny name because it reminds me of fisting and punching.
Uh-huh. Well, it's from Adult Swim
Games. Two of your favorite things.
So I think they did that on purpose.
Mm.
It's like River City Ransom. It's a 2D brawler. You can play as a robot unicorn.
Are these Steam codes?
Yeah, these are Steam codes.
Yes.
Oh, Steam code.
So we have three to give away.
I see there's four on this list.
Yeah, but you kind of sounded like, eh.
No, I'll buy it. I'll buy it. If I have a chance to play,
well, we got
I'll
four. Yeah, we have four to give away.
You have four to give away.
It's a fun little game. I've been playing it. I'm only about a half hour in or so, but it's got the whole like leveling up your character, like River City Ransom or Scott Pilgrim, those type of games. It's funny.
Controller support?
Yeah, controller support.
Cool.
Yep.
Excellent. I'll check that out at some point.
Check out Fist Puncher. Yep. You can kick in the game too, though. You can kick. You can do it all.
Yes. Thank you from our friends at Adult Swim Games for those codes.
Cool. What else?
Well, the NVIDIA Shield was supposed to come out this week.
Oh, I know. You're so excited for that.
It was supposed to be out Thursday. And Wednesday night, basically, they say, we've had some issues. There's some mechanical issues. We're going to hold off. It's like, okay. Like, you just announced last week what the price was. Then you slashed the price, gave us the launch date. And then this seems...
it doesn't work. Let's take off $50.
Yeah. This seems a little bit like NBA Live here. This has me worried now.
You think this is going to be the Phantom?
I don't know, no. But NVIDIA is a real company.
And we've
used it.
You
know, it's not like...
We used it, but the game streaming stuff is just... I mean, they say it's beta, and they've always said it's in beta, I think, but it just... it's that sound delay is enough to make it useless for me.
But I don't know that it works that way in the home environment yet.
I don't know either. I don't know. And no one knows, because it's not out. So what did they say? It's coming out when?
It's coming out in July now.
Okay, we'll see.
I don't know how they can fix a mechanical issue in that amount of time. Like, right. Unless the mechanical issue was the machine we had making these broke, and so none of them got made.
Right, that would be a mechanical issue.
Or the truck bringing him to the stores broke down.
Does that come with a headset?
I don't think so. But I think you could plug in any headset.
Yeah, it's got a headphone jack in it. It's got a whole bunch of jacks in it. Like... it's a very
jacked up
smart device.
You can jack in it, so you know.
It's gross.
Headsets. Are we talking about headsets now?
Right, sure. Let's move right into your Wombat's headset. Wombat's obsessed with the Xbox headset. Lack of Xbox headset.
Lack of Xbox One
Go
headset.
Go, Wombat. Let's hear why it's a big deal.
Okay.
I agree that it's stupid for them to not include it, by the way.
I know,
but
you
I would
agree.
Never use it.
So here's why it's stupid. There's a couple of reasons. One, I don't know why I'm doing this in list form. Two. Sorry, that made me laugh. Right.
B.
Now, the PlayStation, let's go back a few years. The Xbox 360, when at launch, came with a headset. Was it a great headset? No, but it was a serviceable headset that did the job.
Yes.
And in this really, this brand new environment of online gaming on consoles, that, you know, didn't exist at that wide a breadth before, it made playing games with other people fun and better than we had previously had, you know, expected it to be. We were able to talk while playing Call of Duty 2. I mean, that was a big deal. I know it seems almost sounds silly now, but being able to talk to people while playing Call of Duty 2 was a big deal. Even playing games that weren't very good, like Marble Blast Ultra.
What?
I don't think any of us would have played that game.
Don't say that game's not very good.
Okay,
yeah,
fine.
Game was good.
Game was good.
Fine. A great game like Marble Blast Ultra. But I think playing that, I think the multiplayer on that had a lot to do with it. And being able, you know, we used to play that at night. Cheapy, I remember talking.
It was
talking.
Cool that you could just talk to people.
Exactly.
You know, it didn't have to be like the greatest headset. I know what you're saying.
Exactly. You could just talk to people. And then when the PlayStation 3 came out, it did not come with a headset.
Right. I remember when that happened, you were very vocal about it then. You thought it was a huge mistake. You said, nobody's going to talk on PlayStation Network. It's just going to, it's, and for games where people want to talk, they're going to buy that game for Xbox. And that turned out to be true.
Yeah, for the most part, it really did. And people still talk about, you know, how people just don't talk. And you could really, I remember when Warhawk came out, and there were versions of it that did come with a headset. I do remember that. But, you know, there were also versions that didn't, that were cheaper. And people, you know, that game, when that came out, was a big deal. I do remember when Warhawk came out and everybody was playing it for like a good 2 weeks.
Right.
And you would play that game and you'd be on this team with 15 people and no one would talk to each other. And it was just kind of like people running to the other side of the screen.
Right. Often same you don't want to hear people, though.
Sometimes you don't want to hear people, and I understand that. And the thing is, if it comes with a headset, if I'm playing a game in a party with friends, I'm going to want to talk to people. If I'm playing a game and I don't want to talk to people, I can unplug the headset.
Right. Sure.
By not coming with the headset, you're taking the option away from me. Now the argument is, of course, well, the Xbox One doesn't need a headset now, because it's going to have the Kinect, which we talked about at the top of the show.
Right.
You know, we're expecting this to be perfect, that I'm going to be able to sit on my couch 8 feet away, talk, and only my voice is going to go in there. None of the other sounds in my house, like my wife reminding me that I need to take out the garbage before I come to bed.
Right. You're not even looking for perfect. You're looking for at least as good as a shitty headset. Shitty headset that came with the 360.
And I don't want the sound of swearing teenagers shooting out of my television.
Right.
Because that's the other thing. If I'm talking into my TV, so is everyone else. And that sound's going to come out of the Kinect now, or wherever it comes out of.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't need that in my house. If I have a cheap headset that plugs into the bottom of my controller,
right? All those F bombs could go directly into your brain instead of going out into the air.
Exactly, which is probably a better place for them. It More just efficient. Makes sense, especially with the PlayStation 4 is going to include the headset.
A shitty
as it might
even
be,
even shittier headset.
Yes,
seems
a
to be.
Super shitty headset.
I'll give them the benefit of the doubt too, because it would not be fair otherwise. But just by looking at the picture, it looks like the shitty headset that comes with a BlackBerry when you buy a BlackBerry. Even shitty, maybe shittier. It's
totally.
It's a single cord with an earphone and a microphone on the cord.
It's just the earbud with like the Apple style microphone on the cable. Right.
But it also looks like it's just a three-quarter jack. Like, you could plug in any headset.
It is,
and
but
it would work.
Yeah, that's great. It's just this one that comes with it. All I can picture is myself, like, accidentally yanking it out of my ear over and over and over again until I gave it to my cats as a cat toy.
Yeah.
Right.
But at least, I mean, if that does use a
sure,
standard...
Sure, it's good that they include it, of course. It costs them basically nothing to include it.
Exactly. And instead, we're getting, you know, what Microsoft is saying, if you want to use a headset, not only is it not going to come bundled, but you have to use this proprietary headset.
Well, there's yeah. Okay. And there's a
they
reason
changed,
for that, right?
They changed the plug. And Shipwreck, do you want to explain this? Because you're the one who...
Well, yeah, there was an article on Joystick that gave the reason for it was to allow for higher data transfer speed between the controller and the console.
What does that have to do with the headset?
I don't know. This also required creating a new expansion port designed for headsets and future controller add-on
devices.
Because
it has to because it has to carry the date, the voice data.
It could make it better. Like if you have a higher.
I think what they're saying is they're trying to speed up the signal between the controller and the console, and because the voice is going through the controller, so they're trying to speed everything up. And that now I don't know. I don't know that there's a good reason. I have no idea if there is a good reason for this or not. But that is what they say.
Yes, and if
I'm not
you
trying
want
to defend
to...
anybody or criticize anybody.
They do say that they may be making an adapter. So if you have like X-Forces, Turtle Beach,
yes,
headset, or some Tritons, is that what they're called?
Right.
Then you might be able to buy an adapter so you can use your current expensive headset. We don't know how much that adapter is going to cost.
Right. Apparently the headset, the default Microsoft headset that you now have to pay for is not a shitty, or it's less shitty than the other one that came for free.
It looks less shitty. It doesn't look like, oh my God, amazing.
It has parts, it has like some electronics in there apparently that cost money as opposed to the wire and foam and plastic that was in the plastic.
And it did have a mute switch on there.
Right. Apparently this one has something else. I don't know what, but apparently it's worth,
then
worth more
than market
$2.
That and sell it with its moving parts. That's fine. But throw something in the box, even if it's just a wire. With
there
it.
You go. I think it's silly to not have that on the check sheet.
I think the reason for it, and I kind of agree with you guys too, though, that they should throw one in there. But I think the reason they think they shouldn't is they want to get everybody using the Kinect.
It's a flawed use of the Kinect.
Oh, it is.
That's
but
the problem.
They want.
It's not what the Kinect should be used for. It shouldn't be used as your communication. Doesn't make sense. It's not what you want to do. You don't want your house full of those sounds, and you don't want to be shouting into your television in that kind of
capacity.
What if?
But good news, though, because Kinect now will filter out all the bad words.
Right?
Because it's always listening, and it knows a good word and a bad word. And it knows what you're saying, and it knows what you're thinking. What if it could really do that?
That would be crazy. But it would. I mean, but how often would it get it wrong?
Like if I could say, like, fucktard would slip through, but not.
Maybe. Or what if you have a name that sounds like a swear word?
Right.
Like maybe your name is Douche. Yeah, Douche, go over
Pierre
there.
LaDouche.
Yeah. I don't know. Douche. Yeah. Douche. That might make it through.
I don't know. Anyway.
There would be a whole list on the internet of words that you could say so you could get your swear words through.
Right. On one hand, it looks Microsoft saying, hey, our Kinect is so good, why would we even think about him throwing a headset in the box? That would be like throwing in a shitty controller in when we have this awesome Xbox, our new Xbox controller. I mean, on the other hand, it's something that Sony can say, hey, ours comes with a headset and yours doesn't.
Well, that's the other thing is the checklist that we talked about, you know, off air.
Yeah.
Is, you know, you go to IGN and they have stickied up on the top of their website, the checklist. And it's right there for you to click on and you could see everything that the console comes with and everything that, you know, everything that each new console comes with. The launch bundles. Ugh,
yeah,
stupid ads.
No head. Of course, that's worth something.
It is worth something.
It's not worth as much as the box that says unrestricted used game trading. That's worth infinitely more. But
if you're going,
it only cost them like 2 cents to put in the box. Well, apparently not with the way the new controller works. But that's their fault in designing the controller. But anyway, like I said, shit's not coming out for 5 months. All this stuff is just like
pre-order ahead.
Really, it could very easily change.
Yeah, and really, who cares? At the end
I
of
care.
The day.
I care only
care.
Because
okay,
it annoys
okay.
me.
Well, don't buy it. Don't use it. If it's a shitty product, nobody's then it's you won't
you
buy
know,
Beyond
the
Game
thing
for
is,
it.
You know, the other thing that we also need to we need to think about. You know, the two games that I think interested most people, you know, at E3 this year might have been Titanfall and Destiny. Both of those games are always online games.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those games, you know, Titanfall looks like they haven't been quite clear on it yet, but may be just the competitive multiplayer. And that game, as of right now, is an Xbox One, or is it going to be on the 360 also? It's an Xbox exclusive. It's not going to be on the PlayStation console currently.
Right. It's next gen.
Yes. So we're going to take away, you know, people may not want to communicate with their Kinects in a house that has other people. So if people don't do that and it doesn't come with a headset, you're going to have the flagship game for this console, an online multiplayer game where no one is strategizing but with vocal communication.
Or really bad Kinect talking. Or maybe Kinect is awesome.
I don't know, but it just doesn't seem like a big gamble to take.
I agree with you. You're not wrong.
You may be killing your hopes for a new billion-dollar franchise over a 15-cent pack-in with your console. And I don't know if that gamble is worth taking.
You're betting a lot that the Kinect voice chat isn't going to be shitty, basically.
You're betting a lot that the Kinect voice chat isn't going to be shitty and that people are going to want to use it to play your flagship game.
I think no one's going to be playing these games in front of children anyway. These games are not appropriate.
It's not who says that it has to be in front of children? You want to be sitting there with your wife on the couch reading a book on her iPad.
But she's going to be listening to a game going. She's going to be reading a book while you're playing some action game coming out of your speakers. I mean,
my wife would sit there and browse on her iPad.
And the part that's going to bother her is
the internet, update her Facebook, add things to Pinterest.
Do you think? But you could always, you know, the part that's going to bother her is the guy that's yelling that you suck. Why does this guy suck? Who's on my team?
I don't think my wife would appreciate hearing
you
the
just
vulgarity.
Mute that guy. Then you mute him and you're done.
Yeah,
But it's all riding on the fact that this thing actually works.
And so
yeah,
it's all riding on the fact that this thing actually works, and it's just because it would be annoying. And now we're adding in more work.
Right, but
now
I have to
do work. Now I have to start blocking and muting individuals because my wife
anyway.
Wants to update her Facebook while
But you're gonna block those guys anyway if they're bothering you on a headset. I know what you're saying, and you're not wrong. But for people to like start declaring that now they're not buying an Xbox 360 over the course of the next 7 years because it doesn't come with a headset, I think might be a little extreme.
I don't think it has. It's not a console thing. It's a software thing.
Right. I know it makes the games better, and if when used right, it's crucial to the games.
It is, and I think for games like Titanfall and Destiny, it will be crucial.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not wrong, but I don't know. I just think that people are they have too much. There's too much time between now and the launch, and everybody's fighting for popular tweets and page views on their website, and so everything is now a huge deal and is going to be debated to death. But the only thing that matters is when the shit comes out over the next 7 years, do you buy one? Is it good enough to get you to buy one or not? And that's the question that we're just not going to know for even after the thing comes out, you're not going to know the answer to that.
I will not.
Anyway, what else we got here on this outline in quotes? Atlas is in trouble, I see.
Yeah. Well, I like Shipwreck's idea.
What's the story on this?
Their parent company, Index, is filing for...
You may know them because they make cards.
Great cards.
Mm-hmm. Index, yeah. Index cards? Oh, they're a household name.
Great size. Sorry, Shep, go on. Wombat's going to just keep talking over you.
Okay, great. You have anything like headset related you want to talk about?
Go talk.
The parent company, Index Corporation, they filed for civil rehabilitation proceedings, which is basically a Japanese form of bankruptcy protection. And they've been also investigated for some kind of financial fraud, bookkeeping fraud.
Perfect. Perfect.
So it looks like they might be in the market to sell Atlas. So
they need money.
Yeah, I don't know. Things for Atlas are they said they're carrying on with their day-to-day activities and Shin Megami Tensei 4 and Dragon's Crown are coming out in July and August still. But it sounds kind of bad. Like it sounds like somebody needs to come in and buy them, or they need to merge with somebody.
Right.
But I jokingly said Microsoft just because I think that would piss everybody off. But
The evil company bought my beloved Japanese, my cute Japanese software company.
Who I think really should buy them and would do well would be Deep Silver. Because they have the PR to kind of still do like this quirky stuff that they do, that Atlas does. And they're smart enough to like stay out of Atlas's business.
Right. They know how to get the word out on whatever Atlas is doing, and they just will leave them alone.
Yeah, I think that would be a really good fit. I don't think it would be a great fit for... I'm really worried that another Japanese company will buy them and
screw it up. Some Yakuza-influenced company, and there'll be some other scandal in 4 years.
Yeah, so hopefully they go somewhere where they can keep on being Atlas, because... they're very unique. I mean, there's really no other company that I would say is quite like Atlas. You have your NIS and you have your Axis games, but they've never been able to like Atlas has been around for a long, long time. I mean, I know I have Atlas games all the way back to the Super Nintendo, if not the Nintendo. I'm pretty sure they had Nintendo games.
Well, hopefully it works out for them. Somebody picks them up.
I don't know.
Kickstarter, what else we got or something. Here? Want to talk about The Last of Us? I've been playing The Last of Us.
Did you finish it yet?
What?
Did you finish it?
I couldn't hear you. No, I didn't. I didn't finish. I played about 2 hours, maybe.
How are you liking it?
I play it with Mrs. Chibi, and she gets tired when we start playing it. I really like it. I like it. I'm totally into the game. I'm playing it on easy. I'm at, like, I think when I, last week, had I even got it yet? Or no?
No.
I didn't even have it yet. I really like the story and the voice acting and the motion capture, and the art style is really good. The gameplay, I'm playing on easy, so it hasn't been super frustrating for me, but I could see certainly how if you're not playing on easy, or even maybe later in the game, that I could be getting a little upset while I play. But so far, I really like it. Unfortunately, after playing so many PC games, to go and play like a 720p or lower game is sort of disappointing. This game would look so good on PS4.
It's a good example of, like, it looks really good. That, like, it's not that it looks bad. It's just a really good example of it's time for new consoles, because it would look, you could see the potential there for it to look amazing, and they just can't.
There's only
pull it
so
off.
Much you could do if the when the resolution is that low. Mm-hmm. It's just only going to look so good. And I do like the way the game looks. Don't get me wrong, but yeah, like Shipwreck says, it's you can't compare with PC games. The old gen can't compare. So I'm looking forward to playing more. Mrs. Chibi less into it than I am. I don't know why. I think she's just tired by the time we start.
It's kind of a boring game to watch somebody play, I think.
But the story seems so well
done.
The
story's great. Like, Mrs. Shipwreck would sit there and watch the story parts, but then she would do something else while I was actually playing, and then she would look back up when we got to a cutscene or a dialogue.
Is it pretty much like there's a story, and then you go to a gameplay where there's stealth, and then there's a game more story, then there's some gameplay where it's just shooting, more shooting oriented.
Yeah, that's kind of the game.
Go back and forth. Pretty much. Well, we'll see if I get tired of it. So far, I like it. Seems pretty cool. Sound is really good. It has that uncompressed 7.1 sound that only you get on PlayStation 3. It's nice. None of that 5.1 Dolby Digital only nonsense on 360. Play more Animal Crossing, gentlemen?
No, but I think I need to delete my whole game and start over again.
Why?
Because not being the mayor really sucks.
Oh, because you're playing on someone else's.
Yeah, so I may need to literally delete both characters.
What's the problem? Why can't
my wife is now over my shoulder mad at me as I say this.
Why does it suck not being the mayor?
Because I can't unlock that island if I'm not the mayor.
Well, you can. You just have to unlock it as your wife.
Yeah. But I also heard that I can't visit it unless I'm the mayor.
You heard wrong.
Even once it's unlocked.
You heard wrong because I told you that you could.
Okay.
You heard wrong and you heard right, but you ignored the right part.
Well, you know, maybe I'll just keep playing as the other character for a while and see if I can get used to it. Although, you know, I'm not fond of walking around in a dress, but that's just me.
Why don't you just maybe slam the DS into the ground really hard?
But I like the DS.
Right, but it'd be interesting just to teach
it would be nice if that game had an option to switch the characters from one being the mayor to the other, or at least give both players the same option. The fact that the game, you know, I've played many in Animal Crossing, and by many I mean two other ones. The fact that you can have multiple people on the same game with the same options now is kind of dumb. And I'm surprised, and I understand why no one else is complaining about it, because how many people really share their Animal Crossing game on their 3DS with their family?
I do.
But I can't be the only one.
I do.
Yeah, exactly. You don't, and I'm sure Gretchen doesn't find it as annoying as I do, but I find it annoying. And it's, you know, it's bothersome. Why only one mayor? Or why can't we switch who the mayor is?
Why can't we switch who the mayor is?
Exactly.
Why is there only one mayor? There's lots of people playing this game.
This is worse than the headset issue.
This is worse than that kid in the yoga class. All right, so...
Complain, complain, complain. I've been complaining a lot this episode.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
I don't know. I need to lighten up.
How about some cagbag questions?
That always makes me happy.
Let's see. Tone Deasy writes in and says, just noticed that the PlayStation Plus free games have the same DRM as the original Xbox One plan. Maybe you mentioned to see how Wombat and Ship feel about that.
Well, they're free games.
They don't have the exact same DRM.
And they're free games.
I think what people wanted, for the most part, from both of these systems, was the ability to have both, so that you could download the games, and obviously they understand that when you download a game, there's going to be DRM, and you won't be able to sell it back. But also the ability to buy the box games and have the disc be more than just a code, like an unlock code. So unfortunately, Microsoft couldn't make that happen, at least not yet, or couldn't communicate why their way was better. Anyway, it is different. What else we got here? Pincer 4 wants to know, what launch titles do you plan to pick up for PS4 or the X-Boned One? See, I don't like that people are already making fun of one of these consoles. Like, it wouldn't be nice if they called it like the PS Whore. People wouldn't like that.
Well, I like that. The PS Whore.
Huh? I don't know. The Gay Station. I don't know. Actually, that's kind of cool. I would buy a Gay Station.
I bet you would.
I'm going to get Forza, definitely. That Rise game, I don't know about that. I'm still on the fence with that one. PS4, what are some of the launch titles? Is that superhero game a launch title?
Infamous?
I don't think so.
Second
Son? Infamous, I don't think it is. I don't know what the launch titles are. I don't really know what the launch titles are for either of these systems.
I don't either. I'm assuming Rise is going to be, and I'm waiting. You know, I have like $40 in points that I'm hoping I could transfer over to my Xbox One. Like, right. I'm going to save them, and I'll just get my first game as a digital download with money that I don't, that I don't have to spend again.
You're going to have a lot of car games, GP, because you're going to have, you're getting both of the consoles.
Right, I'm going to get Drive Club and the other one.
And you're going to get Need for Speed.
And Need for Speed. Need for Speed I'll probably buy on PC. Because it'll be cheaper. And, well, we'll see. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe I won't. I don't know. I can't predict these things. The shit's not going to be out for 5 more months.
You mean it's not November yet?
The cool thing is, like, I don't need to plan anything. I pre-ordered both of these things from Amazon. They're not going to charge me until they ship. So there's no commitment. For at least another 5 months, I don't have to really decide what I'm going to do. But I'm sure I'll just keep both of them. And as far as the games go, I really don't have to have any commitment, because they're not going to sell out, and I could always just download them. So, I don't know. That's why I don't really read too much into these, to a lot of this stuff, and just let the market figure it out. The market does a pretty good job of figuring out what becomes successful and what fails. Stuff that people don't like, those products, they usually fail. I'm, I, you know, that's what I learned in being a rejected from business school. What else we got here? Anything good you see on this wombat that you want to pick up?
No.
We think we answered all most of these.
I think so. I'm looking through this. I'm like, we kind of went through this during the show.
Here's a serious question from, because you were mentioning this before, Wombat, and this will be the last one. My pile of Shane wants to know, what are we going to use to replace Google Reader? I started using this thing called Feedly, which is a browser add-on for at least for Firefox. It works, and there's an app for the iPhone and probably everything else. It's really cool. It's very similar to, it's like Google Reader, but more stylish. So you should check that out. Wombat, you started using Hootsuite, I know, you said.
Yeah, well, Hootsuite just added today. If you've ever used Hootsuite, I like it a lot for Twitter. It's a Twitter app, a Twitter application.
It's really meant for a browser. An organization to use. Yeah. But it's like TweetDeck, if you've used that.
Exactly. I like it because I could see who I'm following, who's mentioned me, who's mentioned the CADcast, any direct messages. And
Wombat
does
not want to miss a mention.
No, I don't. And it's all there on one page. And they just added another column called their Hootsuite Syndicator, which is essentially just an RSS reader. And it's all right there. So, yeah.
And can you log in with your Gmail account and it transfers your feeds over?
It probably could.
Feedly does that.
Yeah, I just started adding things in manually. Like it's
not
so
that
hard
to add.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not really that hard to do.
You just have to remember what you want in there.
Yeah. So,
speaking of RSS feeds, I know the CAG one is messed up, and hopefully we can get that sorted out over the next couple of days.
Yeah.
We do have reviews now.
And
we have reviews up.
Lickchan, what was that?
We have reviews now, though, again.
We have reviews. Reviews are working. Shipwreck's got the Deadpool review and the Last of Us review up there in the new review format, and it looks pretty good, right, Chip?
I think so. The amazing thing is all the comments have been civil so far on the reviews.
Well, the Last of Us review, yeah. Even though you didn't give it a perfect score, maybe only one person said something like that you hate Sony?
Yeah, something like that.
But only one, but there was a lot of comments, right? There's 50 comments?
Yeah, there was quite a few comments for, I don't know if it was the new theme, what it was. Like, I have to figure out what I did to make people be reasonable.
I don't know. Yeah. Super Programmer John says over the weekend, the collection system and game database will be ready to go. So look for that. And what else can we tell you about? Follow us on Twitter, GPD, Wombat5277, and Shipwreck, and facebook.com/cheapassgamer. And Wombat's other podcast, Uninformed Opinions. What do you guys talk about this week?
We talked about Man of Steel.
Oh, that should be interesting. Did Christian like it?
He did not.
He did not like it.
We both were kind of in the middle. We're both, straddling that line.
See, Superman Returns doesn't seem so bad anymore, right?
Yes, it does.
Still bad? I need to watch it again. It's just too boring, right? Nothing happens in it. It's
the worst.
There's just no action. See, the new one has too much action.
Oh, what am I going to do?
Combine both of them to make the perfect movie.
There you go.
Whatever. What else we got here? GoDaddy.com. We got those two coupon codes. Coupon code 249 gets you $2.49 domain registrations. And coupon code 35OFF8 gets new customers 35% off their first order. So thank you very much for listening. We will see you next week to discuss whatever other minutia details come out over the next consoles, and we will yell about them.
Yeah, I got to take off these headsets. They're so annoying.
Bye.
Bread's done.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around. But those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd reach us?